Thank you for calling Orange Top Fiber. My name is Abigail. Could you go ahead with your name, please?
Valerie.
I'm sorry?
Valerie. Valerie. V-A-L-E-R-I-E.
And how can I assist you today, Valerie?
I want to know, are you in Kingston, New York? I know you're in Laker Train, but are you in Kingston, New York?
Yes, we're currently in Kingston, New York. Do you want me to see if we do service your address?
Yes, my address is 295 Foxhall Avenue, Kingston, New York, 12401.
Why don't you ask them if they got your call?
No.
All right, let me see. And what you said the street name was?
Foxhall.
And that POPSOFF?
What was that?
Yes, pops
no,
off.
Foxhall. FOXHALL.
Oh,
Foxhall Avenue.
Oh.
Hall, not hole. Hall. HALL.
Okay.
All one word.
Let me check it for you. Yes, so we do. Yes, we do service your address. We'd be able to put service in by the ending of this month, July 31st.
I got to go to July 31st?
Yeah, that is our in-service. That's our in-service date for that area.
Okay, I have a question. I have my own router and modem. Can I use it or not?
Yes, you can. But we usually do not recommend it because if an issue do arise, we won't be able to troubleshoot it.
Okay. How much is the bill actually going to be? Do we have to pay for the rent? Rent?
No,
the
equipment comes with the one price. So the equipment are basically free. The installation is also free as well. So there's no additional payments for the routers or modem.
Okay, now when I looked online, it said $79.99, but then the other thing that came in the mail said $69.99. I do auto pay so that you could take it right out of my my checking account.
Yeah, so for the 1 gig, it's $79.99, but once you're using paperless billing and also making the payments from your checking or savings account, you get the $10 off, and then it becomes $69.99.
Okay, now, I'm not a tech savvy, so what are you talking about, that thing? That 1 gig, whatever, is that, like, my husband can be on the tablet. I can be on the phone and the tablet. And the TV downstairs, because sometimes I'm on my computer. I have the TV running, and then I also use my phone. Can we have more than one item on and get good service or not?
Yes, you can. But question, how many devices would be connected to the internet?
Usually it's just his phone, two phones, two TVs, and his tablet, because I don't have a tablet. I haven't hooked up my tablet, but I do have a tablet. So
oh, okay,
like
so...
six.
Oh, under 10, then yes, the 1 gig would work fine for you.
Because sometimes when my son comes, he'll hook up his computer, but it's only temporary. You know, he only comes like overnight. So that would be only him.
Yeah, usually like once you're over, say for instance, 10 devices, then we usually recommend the 2 gig just to provide a broader bandwidth so that internet can be used efficiently. But the 1 gig should be enough.
Oh, okay. All right, how much is this going to cost me?
For the 1 gig, it's
$69.99. Okay, is there a startup fee or anything?
No, do you want me to sign you up for service?
Yes.
All right, no problem. We can get started. Is this location a home or business?
This is a home. At one time, it was 2-in-1, but it's only 1 now.
Okay, and
my
you said that.
Retired.
And then you said that you're interested in getting the 1 gig fiber internet, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
How big is your home?
How big is the house, honey? She needs the thing. How big is the house? They need to know.
Like an estimate.
Feet, I think she needs.
Yes.
What? 600 square feet total.
Okay. All right, so based on how big is your home, I do not think you do
It's a
need
small.
any extenders at the
Yeah,
moment. Are you
depends on
interested
who
in
you're talking
getting?
to. You know, some realtors only measure one floor. I've had some of them that measure two floors, you know.
Okay, because we have a 3-floor house. We have upstairs, then you got the downstairs, and then we have a basement. So is that what you mean?
Just the house entirely. I just wanted to know to see if we would recommend you to have a Wi-Fi
I
extender.
think the proper way is just one measurement.
What
So,
does that mean?
I'm sorry?
Like 300 square
What
feet.
does an extender mean?
So that you can get a broader bandwidth off the internet. So, say for instance, you have a 3-story home, we'd recommend that you do get an additional extender so that the
It's a
internet can
small
basically
house.
reach everywhere efficiently.
And how much more is that?
Would be an additional $7.99 per month.
So 70 and okay, go ahead, Jeff.
I'm sorry?
Yeah, go ahead. Do I have to pay you now?
Oh no, do you think that you'd need an additional Wi-Fi extender? Do you want to add one
Yeah, go
extender?
ahead.
Okay. All right, and are you interested in getting the phone service?
No. We have cell phones. We don't have a house phone anymore.
All right, no problem. And just to confirm the address, it's 295 Fox Hall Avenue, Kingston, New York, 12401.
Yes, ma'am.
Do you rent or own the property?
We in the bank own it.
Okay. Is your billing address different from your service address?
No, ma'am.
All right. Could you spell your first name for me, please?
All right, just hold on 1 minute. I'm sorry, I'm chewing the air. My name is V as in Victor, A as in apple, L as in lamb, E as in egg, R as in rose, I as in ice, E as in egg.
And your last name?
All right, here it goes. B as in boy, A as in apple, I as in ice, L as in like, E as in egg, and Y as in yes, hyphen, hyphen. M like as in Mary, C, lowercase c like in cat, capital C like in cafe, L as in lamb, U as in umbrella, R as in rose, and E as in egg. It's Bailey McClure, but it's hyphenated.
Okay, so it's Valerie Bailey McClure. McClure.
With a hyphen in there.
That is correct.
That's my legal name.
Okay, let me just add that here. And could I also have an email address that I can add on file?
You do. You have it already. Take my name without the Valerie. Just put the V or lowercase with the Bailey McClure. Take out the hyphen. That's my email address.
Would it be at Gmail?
Yahoo.
All right, so that is vbaileymcclure@yahoo.com. And what is the primary phone number that you want to add on file?
845-389-9914.
Just to repeat, 845-389-9914. Do you want to add a secondary phone number on file?
No, because he don't
Okay.
answer his phone, so it doesn't make no difference.
How may we contact you? Phone, email, or text?
Text is better because during the
Okay.
day I work at a school. I can't have my phone on.
All right. So just to read the disclosure to you, at ArchUp Fiber, we can notify customers via text messaging with important information like install appointments, updates about the order status, and billing updates. By opting in to receive text messages, you'll be able to confirm your installation appointment via text. And let me assure you that we only use this method for account-specific updates. We'll not send you any advertisements on your cell phone unless you authorize that. You can choose to opt out at any time through your account portal and receive communication via email or phone call. Message and data rates may apply. Is that okay? All right, and let me just go over your order summary. It's a home. You're interested in the 1 gig fiber internet. You're interested in getting one Wi-Fi extender, no phone service. Service address is 295 Foxhall Avenue, Kingston, New York, 12401. You currently own the property and your billing address is not different from your service address, correct?
And when do they do the installing?
So usually on July 31st, we would just give you a call. Maybe we'd be able to do it on that day or maybe about 2 to 3 days after the 31st.
I'm asking, when do they do it? Is it a.m., p.m., what?
Oh, but we will call you before that date just to set up a time. So usually we would have like 8, 10, 3, and 5 that is available.
Say that one more time.
So we usually have the 4 times, 8 o'clock, 10 o'clock, 1 p.m., and 3 p.m.
You don't have a 5?
No 5. I'm sorry. Just 8, 10, 1, and 3.
I'll take the 3.
Yeah. So usually before July 31st, we would give you a call just to set up the date and time, being that the in-service date is all the way to July 31st.
Okay.
All right, so as part of our order process, we'll need to run a soft credit check to determine if a deposit is required. This will not affect your credit score. We just need a few pieces of information to validate you are who you say you are and to see if you're required to pay a minimal deposit before installation. You can opt to bypass a credit check, but doing so will automatically require a $50 deposit. Are you willing to do the credit check?
No, I'll do the
You do the
$50. I can go to your office. I can do your office. I'm out. I'm not home right now, but I can go to the office tomorrow and pay them. I can pay them for the first month if they want.
All right. So usually your billing date doesn't start on the date that we do install the internet.
I can't talk to two people. Go ahead, ma'am. Say that again. My husband was trying to talk to me at the same time. I can't do that.
I was just saying that your billing date, it's usually the date that your internet is installed. But if you want to bypass the credit check, we would require a $50 payment.
Yes, and I'm in a public place. I'm not going to give my information in public. What I'm saying is that I can go to the office tomorrow and make the payment.
For the $50?
Yes.
Okay.
I know where you are. You're in Lake Katrine, right by my church. I'm in Lake Katrine.
Okay. One moment. All right. I'm just checking to see if you're able to go into the office to make a payment for a new account. More than likely, they would set you up online. Let me just check for you, okay? Would you want to make the payment over the phone?
No, I can't do it over the phone. I'm in public.
Oh, you're in public at the moment? Okay.
Yeah, it popped in my head about the fiber when we were out. My husband and I were talking. I said, let me call. And I didn't think. I picked the wrong time to call, but when I called before, you people were closed. You closed late early, so when I thought the other night, you already closed. So I have to do things when I remember.
All right. What about if I do the soft credit check? So basically, the soft credit check is just to see your payment history to see if you do make payments on time. And the only thing I need for you for that is just your social security number. Would that work for you?
No, because I can't do that in public. I'm not crazy.
Okay.
No, I can't do that.
All right. So I don't think that you're able to make the payments over in Kingston, but they would be able to help you to sign up for the service there.
Okay. So I'll have to go there in person to do it.
Yeah. Or would you be able to give us a call later? Well, we're going to be closed.
How late are you open?
Yeah. 8 o'clock.
What time do you open in the morning?
8 o'clock as well. 8:30. I'm sorry.
Okay. You have to call and remind me in the morning. And now, is there any way that I can get, if there are cancellations and stuff, is there any way I can get done earlier?
Before July 31st?
I mean, yeah.
No, because July 31st, that is when they're starting to service basically your area, your community. That's the date that they'll come in to service that area.
Oh, all right.
So basically what I was just going to do for you was a pre-order, but being that you're not able to provide your social security or payments right now, what I can do, I can give you a call early tomorrow just to set you up. Would that be okay?
Yeah, you can call me back. That would be great, because then you'll remember. And
yes.
I'll be home, and I can do it in the privacy of my own home, and I can give you the information.
All right. So I'll give you a call between 8:30 and 9. Is that okay?
Yeah, that'll be fine, ma'am.
All right, no problem. Is there anything else I can assist with before you go?
Now, I have one question about the billing. Am I going to have to pay twice in 1 month?
Oh, no. So usually your billing date is going to be the date that the internet is installed. And then say, for instance, that we do installed on the 1st of August, that you would have 2 weeks to make that payment. But after that, the 1st of every month would be your billing date.
Okay, so if we get service August 1st, then I have to pay you for the month, whatever the bill is, like say $80, $85, or whatever it is, right? Does your bill include tax and stuff and all that?
No.
Or is that extra?
No, you don't get a tax. So it's just the one flat payment. So it would just be the $7.99 plus the $69.99.
Okay, better yet. Okay, let's say, so when I pay that $75 on 2 weeks after you put it in, that covers me for the whole month of August, and then
yes.
The next bill will be September 1st.
That is correct.
Okay, I love you. Thank you. All right, so I look forward to hearing from you tomorrow. You made my day.
No problem, Valerie.
Thank you.
It was my pleasure assisting you today. Have a great one, and thank you for calling, okay?
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.